Dad.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with information that can save your life. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases. I strongly suggest you check those diagrams out if you have not yet do so. You'll find them on both of my websites, drcarley.com, but the easiest place to negotiate is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. You need to print those diagrams out and listen to the YouTube videos posted below the diagrams of me explaining them so you will understand how the white coats are making you sick and killing you. And then you have to decide what you're doing, going to do about it. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Silence is consent. Many of us are standing up, and you need to stand up as well. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Just learning the truth will not set you free. You must act on the truth. Confronting evil with documented truth is very important and is going to change things in a heartbeat. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. Learning to see the master template of the predator's crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops operatives to control people, will help the people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created this living hell on earth. And of course, identifying the predators is very important, and there's lots of us doing that now. J.B. Campbell, John Kaminsky, Deanna Spingola, Zion Crime Factory, myself. It is the Jews, people. And the more that I learn, I just received Deanna Spingola's excellent second book. I interviewed her last Sunday on my show on These Changing Times. You can access the archive on the Light of Day Radio Show.com. I have three shows now, so if you go to the main page, the Light of Day Radio Show.com, and then click on Dr. Carley Archives, you're going to find my Orion Archives and some other archives from other shows that I've been on over the years. There's a square to click on one side of that page for the Sunday shows, which are These Changing Times. And I'm now on RBN again on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. on Studio B. So you'll find that square to click on to find those archives. But please do listen to Deanna Spingola and myself last Sunday. And I strongly suggest you get her book, because she has identified the psychopaths, and they can cry, hate speech and anti-Semite as long as they want. These people are pure evil. They have no conscience, and we really need to do something about this problem that we have here on planet Earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, which I really appreciate. I use funds that are donated to purchase books and medical articles and things of that nature that I need to use for my research, as well as, you know, to help upkeep my websites and all the rest of it. You know, there's a lot going on, and of course, it's very expensive to do all these things. But you can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, please have the operator dial it for you. Many strange things are happening, no surprise there. My Skype username is DRCarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. And I'm getting calls from people all over the globe for some reason. I'm hearing from a lot of people in Australia. Just try to check out the time difference, folks, so I'm not getting calls at 3 o'clock in the morning and things of that nature. If possible, I do appreciate it. Sleep is very important. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found, here we go with the yawning for some reason, can be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. The website is still being worked on. They're doing a great job. So please also support the network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. The station also wants to hear from you. Please let the station manager know any important feedback that you have in regards to things that you would like to see. You can actually call in 940-293-0379. That's the Orion News Talk line. And tell us what the station means to you, what you think of the changes, and what we can do to serve you better. That's a toll-free number. So please do let the station manager know what you're thinking about the station, because this station is growing very quickly. There's been over 1.2 million listeners in the last 30 days. So that's great. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron again, at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show, even though I say that every week, people are still doing that. The toll-free number, it's not free for the people that are donating it, so we really wish that you would try to listen on the internet if you can. And very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. If you do not mute and there's feedback, I will have to cut you off because this keeps happening as well. My Sunday show is noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. And Times is spelled T-I-M-E-Z. And I also, as I said, have a show on RBN every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Information on the shows can be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com because I know it's getting, you know, very confusing. You can also go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And learn about the silver lungs colloidal silver generator that I suggest to all my clients. My three dogs, two cats, and myself take it every day. This is the best generator I've ever found. And as more and more emerging bugs are being released on us, mostly lately the West Nile, and I've just recently heard of the hantavirus as well. It never ends. The mad scientists are doing all this. But you can protect yourself with silver. So definitely check out the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to get a colloidal silver generator. That's what I would do if I was you, because as I said, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Now, as it turns out, I'm probably going to end up pretty much doing the Saturday shows by myself without guests, because there is so much going on. And I want to talk to you about it, listeners, So you don't have to wait till the second hour to call in. Today's show, we're going to answer what's ailing America with information overload not causing action. Okay, there's the break. We'll be right back after these messages. Let me hear from you. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is information overload is not causing action. I just want to say thank you to E.T., who sent me two beautiful postcards from his travels. And he's writing on these cards that there really are some beautiful places on Demon Planet. So thank you for sending these to me, the Sandia Mountains and Yosemite National Park. I sure hope that I can visit these places someday before the psychopaths destroy them. I also want to say we just suffered through the Democratic National Convention. Charlotte is about 45 minutes from where I live. And it was absolutely sickening to watch the, you know, minute-by-minute coverage on Channel 9 Eyewitness News. But I had to watch it to see what's going on. Over 4,000 police officers coming here to control the people. And, of course, it was really amazing to hear the talking heads at the convention talking about our wonderful psychopathic president, and especially how interested he is in liberty. And, you know, you ask yourself, hello, what about the National Defense Authorization Act? Do any of you idiots remember that? And the protesters, they were protesting about that. As a matter of fact, that's why there's 4,000 police there watching over them to make sure that they don't throw a piece of bubble gum on the ground or whatever. All I can say is it's really important, people. They're ramping things up, as you know, and that's why I keep doing what I do. So, anyways, we have a caller on the line from area code 804. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller. Caller, are you there? Okay. All right, so, anyways, I just want to go through a few things that are in the news. As I said, I'm going to probably do that every Saturday and allow all of you to have a chance to, you know, pipe in, chime in, say what you would like to say. Let's see, I have so many papers here in front of me. It's just friggin' believable. Of course, one of the things that's happening, we're constantly having articles about that scary old West Nile virus, which, by the way, just emerged in 1999, so we know where it emerged from, some biowarfare lab. And I haven't heard any news of a vaccine having been developed yet, but we know that they're working on one. And, of course, you know, they're trying to scare everybody as to how dangerous this is, and that's why they're spraying you with pesticides. So it's not bad enough that you're being sprayed with barium, aluminum, strontium, mycoplasma, all the other stuff in the chemtrails. Now they're actually spraying you with pesticides. Pesticides are very much involved with prostate and breast cancer. In fact, they are synthetic estrogens, and that has been known for a long time. Pesticides are also highly involved in Parkinson's disease. As a matter of fact, I actually learned that in medical school. So rather than worry so much about the mosquitoes, although certainly emptying your standing water is a good idea, I would be more worried about what they're doing to your neighborhoods, especially at night, spraying with pesticides. Make sure that you bring any children's toys inside. You know, you got to make sure to wash your pet's paws off so he doesn't lick this crap. You know, just trying to protect ourselves from what the psychopaths are doing is a never-ending job. And it's very important if you want to hold on to your health. Okay, so let me just start on some of these articles in front of me here. Oh, and oh, by the way, Deanna Spingola, on RBN Studio A this past week. They had Vaccination Awareness Week. I wrapped things up yesterday. I highly suggest you listen to that show. She did an excellent job, you know, interviewing me and asking the right questions. And actually, tomorrow on my RBN show, I'm going to be responding to the other people that spoke during the week. I was the only medical doctor that was on, and one person in particular gave out some serious disinformation. You know, at this point, people, if anybody tells you that vaccines are not bioweapons, that it's just a mistake, they don't know what they're doing. They thought they were helping people. No, that is not true, and there's so much evidence of that. You know, it's just overwhelming. So you really have to watch out when people start to talk to you about vaccines, and especially if they're talking about the mercury and all the other stuff. The important research of Christina England from the UK has brought up so much validation of my realizing that autism is actually subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by the measles vaccine. It is unbelievable. And the reason this is so important, and I'm going to keep drumming this home until you all get it, because the measles vaccine has never had mercury. It is the measles virus that's causing this life-threatening infection that leads to encephalitis, that leads to your children having no eye contact, you know, flapping their hands, no speech, and depending on whatever part of the brain is involved, becoming bullies or criminals or whatever. It's the virus being injected that's doing it. So eventually, once enough people realize that, you'll realize you can green the vaccines all you want. That's Jenny McCarthy's famous insane line that she was stating in Washington, D.C., green the vaccine. No, you can just have a bottle of viruses. You can just, you know, take a ladle and stick it into your toilet and inject that into your arm. It doesn't matter. It's going to cause big problems because you're bypassing the mucosal aspect of your immune system, which I explain in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcrowley.com. Therefore, there is no such thing as a safe vaccine, and you're going to see them now, because word's getting out there about this. They're going to be going more and more now to the intranasal vaccines. Of course, my response to that is, well, why can't I just have Cousin Johnny cough or sneeze on me? I don't need your big pharma product with who knows what else, because it's not just live viruses. Who knows what else is in it? I don't want you spraying that up my nose, my child's nose, my pet's nose. I will just go out into the world and be coughed and sneezed on. And that's how we're supposed to get our immune system to work. That's how we're supposed to, you know, prime the pump, basically. If you don't work out your immune system, just like if you don't work out a muscle in your body, it's not going to learn how to work. So this is a very important concept. This will cause the end to all vaccines if enough people just say no. And that is why I harp on this constantly, because we must stop this insane technology that they are using for depopulation. Now, along that line, Dr. McCullough, I don't hear him talking about bioweapons, but he does have oftentimes some good articles on his site. And I was sent an article, let's see, when was this posted? August 28, 2012. Confirmed. India's polio eradication campaign in 2011 caused 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. Okay, this is what happened in India. They actually gave oral polio vaccine to the people of India, just so you know why, because the only way you can get polio, you know, an obvious case of the polio, there's other problems you can get with the injected one. But giving oral polio actually causes polio, because that's how polio is spread. You know, if you have infected water and you're drinking it, it's an enteric virus spread through the GI system, etc., you will get polio. And that's why polio went away in this country once we developed sanitation systems. So it got a little obvious in the 1980s that for about 15 years, the only cases of polio had come from the oral polio vaccine that was given here in this country. So rather than throw it all in the garbage, although, you know, what a toxic waste dump that would be, how do you even get rid of these bioweapons once you create them? But what did the psychopaths do? They send the oral polio vaccine to third world countries. Because here in the States, everybody's saying, wait a minute, that's the only way to get polio. And that's even admitted on the polio vaccination information statement. Check it out for yourself. Go to the CDC, click on oral polio vaccine, and you will see it says that since I think it's 1980, whatever, the only cases of polio came from the oral polio vaccine. So then why are they sending it to India and Africa and places like that? Well, the answer is clear. Because they want to kill off as many of those people as they can. So they can steal their natural resources, etc. And in fact, a paper published earlier this year in the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics, amazingly enough, had a headline that the polio vaccine is causing a deadly polio-like disease in children. In fact, as I said, 47,500 cases. This is mind-boggling, okay? Talk about the principle of first do no harm being violated, because you would think, like, after the first 5 or 10,000 children came down with polio, of course they call it polio-like, but you know that's just you know wordage. After the first 5 or 10,000 cases, you would think whoever there is operating as the health officer or whatever would have said to themselves, "Wait a minute. We were getting given this oral polio vaccine and we now have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000. Keep on counting up to 47,000 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. These are the medical people that are running the world, folks. This is what's going on. And, of course, colloidal silver will get rid of any virus that you're supposed to, unless it's injected directly into you. The only way that I know of to get rid of a inoculated virus is to use homeopathy. But other than that, you can take colloidal silver by mouth, you can use ionic silver in your eyes or your ears or heal burns with it, clean your vegetables, etc., etc. You do not have to be afraid of these viruses. But the last thing you want to do is to inject it into you. And oh, by the way, there are also homeopathic remedies for all of these bugs. I have a new client now who was getting allergy shots every week for 5 years besides her vaccines. Of course, allergy shots are vaccines. And her immune system is so screwed up that she developed a life-threatening recurrent staph infection after some white coat, you know, sutured up a cut that she had, and who knows what super bug she was exposed to in the hospital when that happened. And so one of the things I had suggested to her was a homeopathic that helps to get rid of staph. Oh, sorry about this yawnage. This is very strange. Anyways, it's not just homeopathy, of course. Once your immune system is totally dysfunctional, you have to reverse the cause of the problem and take colloidal silver and things like that, as I said. But this articles like this make me absolutely sick. And this is what our mad scientists are doing. Not only creating these monstrous vaccines, but then dumping them on poor, unsuspecting, you know, people in third world countries a lot of times they don't even have the right nutrition to barely even survive. And then on top of that nutritional depletion, you're adding viruses from a bottle. It's totally insane and evil, and it has to stop, people. It has to stop, and as you know, until my last breath, I will continue to talk about these things because it's getting out of hand. And I get calls every day from people who have loved ones in their family who just don't want to listen. A very good friend of mine just called me this morning. Her mother gets the flu vaccine every year. Last year she got the flu vaccine. She got very sick from getting the flu vaccine. So her daughter tried to talk her into some sense this year and tell her, why not skip the flu vaccine this year? Remember last year you got really, really sick? And the mother just gets angry, doesn't want to hear it. And of course the daughter knows where it's all going, and she knows she's going to get really sick or worse. What can you do? And that's why I always tell people, you do what you can do. My own family doesn't listen to me. You lead the horse to water. If they won't drink, then basically you did your job. But just get ready, because you have to expect the worst if they're foolish enough to go along with this insanity. All right, another article I wanted to bring to your attention is an article from the movie section of my local paper, Charlotte Observer, from last weekend. And the title is, Zombies, Ghouls, and Monsters Invade Kids' Movies. Isn't this great news? Of course, we've talked about the zombie apocalypse and how that's actually cannibalism, and it's being caused by the rabies virus that they've tweaked, and they've gotten to the point where it can be sprayed in aerosol. So we're hearing all kinds of zombie stuff, although that's backed off a little bit for now. I suspect it might be because so many people in the alternative media were onto this crap, and I did so many shows on this tweaked rabies virus, so maybe they decided they would hold back on that for a while. And in the meantime, doing other things. But they're still proceeding forward to, you know, put all this zombies, ghouls, and monsters crap in children's movies. And this is what the article says. This fall, three new movies and one old one will flood the market with animated vampires, zombies, and ghouls. They're communing with ghosts, reviving dead animals, and fleeing from torch-bearing mobs. The first movie they recommend people take their little children to is Paranorman, where a misfit whose ability to speak with the dead comes in handy when his town is overrun by zombies. Then we have Hotel Transylvania, where Count Dracula, the voice of Adam Sandler, is the owner of a quiet hotel where persecuted monsters can relax until a young human backpacker shows up. And so that sounds like a really fun movie, Hotel Transylvania. You know, you definitely need a place for persecuted monsters to relax. Then we have Frankenweenie. And this movie has Tim Burton turning his 1985 short into a feature-length film about a boy who jolts his dead dog back to life. Now, isn't that a great idea? Isn't that something we want to put in the children's minds, that if their pet dies, they can jolt them back to life with electricity? I mean, can you just see children all over the country trying something like this, perhaps sticking a fork in an electrical socket and attaching it to their dead pet with a wire or something? You know, this is so insane. Not to mention the whole idea of, you know, bringing something back to life. That gets into the whole zombie thing and plays into that as well. And then they bring up Monsters, Inc., which they're bringing back from the past, which is a really important movie people should watch. because this movie, and let's see, it was, okay, it was released in 2001, and I have this movie, and it actually shows the booming city of Monstropolis being powered by the screams of human children. Now, of course, the children, when they're being raped, tortured, and sacrificed, do scream. And I've talked many times on the show before, there is a substance called adrenochrome, which is oxidized epinephrine. This is actually in my medical dictionary. That's how I learned about it. Was not told about it in medical school. But when you're tortured, and this is true for animals, you know, that are sacrificed for food purposes, you know, skinned before actually being killed, all kinds of sick things they're doing to cause these things to happen. And then this epinephrine is oxidized, turns into adrenochrome, and that's what these psychopaths live off. They love this stuff, okay? So they're actually showing in the movie Monster, Inc., how this booming city of Monstropolis is powered by the screams of human children, which, of course, produce adrenochrome. So just be very careful, folks, you know, what you're taking your children to see. I think any parent that allows a child to go to the movies without knowing what's going to be shown to them is really not being a very good parent. You have to be very careful in terms of knowing what's going on. Okay. And let me say again, any of you that want to call in, I would love to talk to you. Let me know how things are going at your end. How are your family members waking up or not waking up? Or if you have any medical horror stories to relate to the listening audience. Okay, we have a call right now. Caller from 707. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Dr. Carly. This is E.T.
Hi, E.T. Thanks for those beautiful postcards.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, Dr. Carly. Hi, listeners.
What would you like to add? Go ahead.
When you said the topic was information overload, I thought about the 9/11 movement.
Yeah.
And how that's been, like, co-opted. And how they just keep churning out useless information. All this evidence and all this stuff just never goes anywhere. Nothing happens with it. Like, And you got Dr. G. Wood, who is like the 9/11 Truth Movement just treats her like a black Mariah. She's presented all this evidence of how when those buildings came down, the World Trade Center buildings came down, there was no seismic signature on the ground. And if you demolish buildings that large, it would be like raining dump trucks. As it fell down, there would be a seismic signature, and there was no seismic signature from the demolition of those buildings.
Right.
And I mean,
and wait a minute, hold on, E.T. And she also shows how Hurricane Aaron was going through New York at that time, and none of us heard about it. Okay, please hold on so we can continue this after the break, because it's very important. And thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back, listeners. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is information overload not causing action. We have a loyal listener on the phone, E.T., calling in. And before the break, E.T., you were talking about Judy Wood. And I've had Judy Wood on my show before. I want to have her on again. I feel very simpatico with Judy Wood, because Judy Wood is to the 9/11 Truth Movement what I am to the vaccine movement. The one who is standing up and saying, this is what actually happened. This was done on purpose. It's way beyond some thermite, okay? Although I'm sure there was thermite used. You know, they have to have all kinds of different things going on for their plausible deniability techniques that they use. So, yeah, a couple people will find some remnants of thermite, and then everybody gets distracted over there, because the idea of directed energy weapons causing hurricanes, melting cars, and actually causing the ground to be so unstable that it took them almost a decade to, you know, resurrect their new, you know, memorial to all the thousands that they killed. So, yes, in fact, this is a big problem. When you're dealing with psychopaths, there's always many layers to what they do. But the most evil is the hardest for people with a conscience to even comprehend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just funny how the 9/11 truth movement, for all the years that they've been in operation and doing stuff, nothing's happened. Nobody's been brought to court. Nobody's been tried. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's gone to jail. Nobody's, as far as I know, no congressional stuff. The only congressional stuff, what they put out that book about the 9/11 file or some whitewashed book about it, and but no one's ever gone to jail or anything, and like all kinds of funny stuff about 9/11. I mean that Larry Silverstein, who's like a dual citizen, Israeli American citizen, just happened to buy the World Trade Center right before it happened, and he just happened to take out terrorist insurance against a terrorist attack against the buildings, and he just walked away with huge sums of money from insurance companies for a terrorist attack, and he was laughing all the way to the bank. I'm like,
well, wait a minute. Not only that, let's not forget that when he was interviewed on the mainstream media, he actually said that they decided to pull Building 7. So that was basically an admission that they intentionally brought that building down, which, of course, no plane hits. And, you know, the fact that people didn't, like, notice that little statement, you know, it's very sad. It just goes to show those who refuse to wake up, they want to put their heads in the sand so bad to not face the evil that, you know, we're dealing with in this country. And comments like that just go right over their head.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not allowed to know either. We're just, you know, I mean, the media has the biggest drum. They just keep pounding that drum all day, and they got the biggest, loudest drum of all. And so everybody just marches to that drum. And we're not allowed to know what's going on, basically. And like, why are these, actors and actresses and professional athletes and professional musicians, why are these people treated like royalty? And why do they make so much freaking money? You know?
Because they use them.
They're part of a psyop.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie is like a special whatever to the UN. You have all these actresses going on commercials with tears running down their faces talking about these poor children in third world countries, you know, donate your money. And, of course, one of the things they show being done to the children is the needle going into their arms. So they're using these people to back up and promote all the sick and sadistic policies of this country. And the whole wounded warrior thing, too. I'm so sick of hearing about the wounded warriors. Okay, these are people who either out of ignorance because they couldn't get a job or because they're psychopaths signed up to go over to another country and murder people, okay? And then something happens to them and we're supposed to donate to them and, you know, help their families. Give me a break. I have a problem with that, too.
Yeah.
So tell me in your travels, I wish I could have transported myself into those postcards. I was especially interested in Yosemite. Has it been destroyed yet? I mean, just because the postcard looks nice doesn't mean things aren't happening.
No. There are some beautiful places. What is the question?
That they haven't destroyed those places yet. Of course, they're probably being sold to China on the side, but so there are some places that haven't been totally chemtrailed and wiped out, etc.
Yeah, no, yeah. For, I guess they want to preserve places like that, but just kill the people, right? Eliminate
right.
people. And,
okay. And are you seeing any kinds of checkpoints or anything of that nature as you're traveling around?
No, not really. Not like Alex Jones would have you believe. I'm not really seeing that. We work really hard out here truck driving, and it's a really hard job, and it's like, hey, now if they're going to start harassing us and stuff, then here are the keys. Here, officer, you drive the truck. You do it then, you know? It's really hard. It's a hard job, and it's a hard life, and if they start harassing drivers too, I mean, kind of extreme, I'm done. I'm just turning my keys. Here, you do it then.
Right.
It's not pleasant.
Right.
It's not a real pleasant job. So.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, they just finished this dog and pony show, Democratic National Convention here in Charlotte, and they brought 4,000 cops in. I mean, you know, the small amount of space that the convention took up, you know, 4,000 cops, I mean, that's huge. And then the last night they actually showed on the news these things. They weren't actual tanks, but they looked very much like tanks. And they saw how they were bringing those in, and they were driving around, you know, trying to intimidate the protesters. And nothing bad happened here. As a matter of fact, I was quite surprised because at this gathering, unlike other gatherings, the cops didn't look like RoboCops. They were basically just wearing dark glasses and bicycle helmets. Most of them were riding bicycles, unlike other places. Like, I think in Tampa, they had the black shields. You know, they looked like something out of Star Wars. So for some reason, they toned down that whole thing a bit. But other than that, it was just a total police presence. And, you know, people had to be checked and double-checked before they went anywhere. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is. And you probably, everybody, I'm sure all the protesters were all filmed, and they've all been face scanned, and they've all been, you know, identified. And it really chills the dissent, you know, by having all those police there. It really chills, you know, the atmosphere, the First Amendment atmosphere. You know, who wants to, you know, it puts a real chilling kind of environment into it, you know?
Well, not only that, the idea you have to have a free speech zone and you have to have a permit. I mean, give me a break. How ridiculous is that? Not to mention the fact that, you know, as I said, none of them were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act, although if that was on any billboards or, you know, signs held by protesters, you'd be sure the media would not film that. But, you know, what kinds of things are they complaining about? Of course, the banksters, you know, that's huge. But like you were saying at the beginning of the show, nobody committing any crimes against humanity is going to jail. Look what happened with the LIBOR scandal. That just passed on by, and it's like, oh, well, you know, that's done. Everything that they're doing to steal everything we have and destroy our planet and our health, they're all getting away with it because it's going to take a mass of people to stand up and say, just say no.
They make the Italian mafia look like choir boys. You know what they do, and it's a double standard in this country, Dr. Carley. It's like if you kill one person, you're a murderer. If you kill 100,000 people, you're a general, or you're a policymaker. And also, if you steal one television, you're a thief. But if you steal a whole industry that makes televisions and ship it over to China, then you're a good businessman.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
That's how it works here in hell. Yeah, but, you know, the good news is, as I always like to tell people, there's no question we have a massive awakening. I'm hearing from so many people all over the globe, and that's why I keep going, because there's nothing else we can do. Either we give up and just die, or we stand up to these monsters, and that's what I've chosen to do. Okay, there's the break. This is the long break between the hours, so thank you for calling in, E.T., and definitely keep in touch.
Will do. Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
At Orion News Talk, we know times are bad. Ever since 9/11, a battle has been waging against we the people. Our Constitution is under attack. A clandestine